This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Patients, staff, and displaced people left Gaza's largest hospital Saturday, with one describing a panicked and chaotic evacuation as Israeli forces searched men among the evacuees and took some away. Israeli forces remain at Shifa Hospital along with a number of health workers to care for those too sick to move. Israel's military has been searching the hospital for Hamas command center. It is said is located under the complex. United Nations officials on Wednesday reiterated calls for an unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and the protection of hospitals in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Addressing an informal meeting of the General Assembly on the humanitarian situation in Gaza, the WHO chief, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that Israelis in the offensive is pushing the limits of acceptability.
The attacks by Hamas and other armed groups on Israel, the killing of 1,200 people, and the taking of more than 200 hostages were totally unjustifiable. But with at least 11,500 Gazans killed, 70% of them women and children, with 1.7 million people displaced,
UN was forced Friday to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza and warned of a growing risk of widespread starvation after internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave because of lack of fuel. Martin Griffiths, the Undersecretary General for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, said an indefinite stop to the fighting was needed to support the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians at risk.